ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 5, Divinity and Divine Service. Munaya sadhu pristo ham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma supasidati munayak saru prishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma supasidati munayak saru prishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati munayak sarupishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati munayak saru prishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati munayak saru prishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati munayak saru prishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati. Matajis. Munayak saru prishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma supasidati munaya. O sages, sadhu, this is relevant. Prishta, questioned. Aham, myself. Bhavadbi, by all of you. Loka, the world. Mangalam, welfare. Yat, because. Krita, made. Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Samprashna, relevant questions. Yena, by which. Atma, self. Suprasidati, completely pleased. O sages, I've been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since it has been stated herein before that in the Bhagavatam the absolute truth is to be known The questions of the sages of Naimisharanya are proper and just because they pertain to Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Personality of Godhead says that in all the Vedas there is nothing but the urge for searching after Him, Lord Krishna. Thus, the questions that pertain to Krishna are the sum and substance of all the Vedic inquiries. The whole world is full of questions and answers. The birds, beasts, and men are all busy in the matter of perpetual questions and answers. In the morning, the birds in the nest become busy with questions and answers. And in the evening, also the same birds come back and again become busy with questions and answers. The human being, unless he is fast asleep at night, is busy with questions and answers. The businessmen in the market are busy with questions and answers, and so also the lawyers in the court and the students in the schools and colleges. The legislators in the parliament are also busy with questions and answers, and the politicians and the press representatives are all busy with questions and answers. Although they go on making such questions and answers for their whole lives, they are not at all satisfied. Satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by questions and answers on the subject of Krishna. Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father, or son, an object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we have created so many objects of questions and answers, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction. All things but Krishna give temporary satisfaction only, so if we have to have complete satisfaction, we must take to the questions and answers about Krishna. We cannot live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers, because the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with questions and answers that are related to Krishna. We can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-around solution to all problems pertaining to social, political, or religious matters. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of all things. Munayak sarupishtoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma supersediti. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, amazing verse. These verses in the second chapter we should memorize. The next verse also, Savai Pum Samparo Dharmo, which will be given by Prabhuji in the back, our guest, our beloved guest. These verses are of utmost importance. They're giving the actual solution to the problems of life. Spiritual life begins when one inquires Atato Brahma Jignasa. That's the beginning, Srila Prabhupada states, of our spiritual life. When one inquires, what is the absolute truth? Who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship? Why am I suffering? How do I get out of the suffering? These are the questions that one asks when one finally comes to the platform of human life. One isn't even considered a human unless one inquires, Atato Brahma Jignasa. What is the absolute truth? Why am I here? Why is everyone suffering? How do we get out of this suffering? This is human life. The non-humans, they're questioning, Srila Prabhupada stated. In class, they're questioning. The lawyers are questioning. The politicians are questioning. The press is questions and answers. Everyone question and answers. But those questions and answers are for sense gratification. They're questioning, where can I enjoy? How can I get sense gratification, gross and subtle, profit, adoration, distinction? Our wonderful president of the United States, the press and everyone, people in the past who looked into the sun during the, what do you call, total eclipse on Monday, some people became blind. It ruins your retina. It causes damage. I called my daughter and said, tell my grandsons, 1.5 year old, don't look at the sun. She said, Peter, he's not stupid. He wouldn't look in the sun. But lo and behold, the president of the United States of America, top news, he stared with his wife into the sun during the solar eclipse. I don't know if he was trying to prove that I'm above any rules and regulations, or he just wanted to cause permanent damage to his retina, or he doesn't believe what science says at all. But he stared. Even a 1.5 year old child had the brain substance and listened to the instruction, the answer from the mother, don't look at the sun. And he and his good wife stared into the sun, and they were saying, oh, it was amazing. It's very amazing. Supernatural powers. Soon he'll become, he's already blind. Andantamisram, how's it go? The blind are leading the blind, Srimad Bhagavatam states. One blind man is leading another blind man into a ditch. This is the state of material affairs. So even in the politics, there's question and answer. Someone comes, materialistic person, to a new town. Where is intoxication? Where's the closest bar or marijuana outfit? Or where can I get drugs and liquor? Where are women? Or for women, where are the men? Where can I get hooked up? And where is my temporary satisfaction? This is not yenatma supersedeti or yayatma supersedeti. The satisfaction of the self is inquiring, where is God? How can I serve God? What is my relationship to God, Krishna? Why am I constantly suffering? Why is the pleasure in this material world temporary? Somebody may be required. Why can't I keep a relationship? These aren't spiritual. Spiritual means atato brahma jignasa. And the highest spiritual is one inquires from the spiritual master and takes initiation. The spiritual master is giving answers. In the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the intelligent person inquires from the spiritual master in that way. and accepts what the spiritual master says without reservation, without doubt, without any mental process. The devotees are on the spiritual platform because they accept the order of the spiritual master. But for one who doesn't, haro abhaktasya kato mahadguna manoratanasati davato bahi, for one who doesn't accept the spiritual master's order, the spiritual master's answer, who doubts or doesn't even approach the bona fide spiritual master, one remains on the mental plane, accepting and rejecting, always looking for some satisfaction. But we know from Bhagavad Gita that sense gratification, material satisfaction, has a beginning and an end. It's here for some time, it diminishes and goes away. One cannot get yayatma supersedati. One may get some temporary satisfaction. We don't say you can't be happy at all. You can't get satisfied at all. But that satisfaction is dukalayam ashashvatam. Temporary and ultimately a little bit miserable. The pleasure turns into pain, turns into misery. Prabhupada gives the example, you eat one sweet, two sweets, four sweets, finished. You can't even tolerate another sweet. That was pleasure. Of course, prasadam is different. You can eat 100 sweets. Radha Damodar party had competitions. How many globjamins can you eat? There were some very advanced devotees that ate 50, 60, 70, 80 globjamins. Of course, their condition afterwards was questionable and intoxicated spiritually. But basically, in this material world, you take some candy. Oh, I need candy. I need sugar. And after a few handfuls of candy or a few pieces of candy, finished. Satisfaction is gone. Sense gratification has a beginning and an end. The senses are temporary. But the soul, who we are, the spirit soul, who we are, is looking for permanent satisfaction. It's not looking for temporary satisfaction. Temporary satisfaction is very easy. It's cheap. Everyone's inquiring, where's the nearest watering hole? Where's their good food? How can I get a great education? How can people adore me? In so many ways, questioning about mundane subject matter that won't give ultimate satisfaction. It has a beginning and it has an end. And ultimately, it doesn't give satisfaction. Therefore, an intelligent person, a person with sufficient brain substance, inquires about yayatma supersedati. Today is yenatma supersedati. Tomorrow, Mukundamala will say, yayatma supersedati. Satisfaction of the soul, of the self. Real satisfaction. By chanting Hare Krishna, the soul is satisfied, because that is our eternal nature. To be part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as His eternal servant, asking for service. By worshiping the deity of the Lord, by serving the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. by hearing about the transcendental pastimes. One immediately wakes up. One may be in the modes of ignorance and passion, but when one hears Srimad Bhagavatam, when one speaks Srimad Bhagavatam, one wakes up immediately. Because this is yayatma supersedati. This is satisfaction of the self. That goes on forever without stopping. You can't have satisfaction forever without stopping in this material world. I used to play this kind of tennis with Satyanarayan Prabhu for exercise for years. We were playing, so much fun getting exercise for Krishna. But as you become older, you can't even stand up to play the game. You'd have to play in a wheelchair. We no longer play the game. We don't even think about the game. There's no more satisfaction. As they say in my country, I can't get no satisfaction, materially speaking. But spiritually speaking, oh, we can get yayatma supersedati. Supersedati means prasadam. The word prasadam means mercy and also means satisfaction. One should eat prasadam till one is satisfied. Su, the prefix su, means extremely, very much so. So supersedity means unbelievably satisfied. And that satisfaction, that pleasure, devotees used to have a pamphlet in the early days. It was called Stay High Forever. And so many hippies were, really? They were grabbing the pamphlet. Everyone wanted a copy. How can I stay high forever? Because you take this drug, you come down. You take the LSD, then after a day or two, you crash. They call it crash. You smoke this thing, and you come down. But this Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada stated, you stay high forever. This is staying high. You look at a devotee, Amala Bhakta Swami, Swavas Prabhu, so many men, they've been, and ladies, the ladies here, they've been chanting for 50 years. They're smiling. They're high. Not materially high. They're spiritually high. They smile, they laugh. Old men don't smile and laugh. They have a saying in America, grumpy old man. But our old men, for the most part, they're smiling and laughing more than young men. Because they've been chanting for so many years. The lady is also chanting so many years that they're feeling the satisfaction of Krishna. Krishna is within the heart. And when one chants nicely, when one hears nicely, when one serves nicely, one gets that satisfaction of the heart. Only spiritual life can satisfy and give one ultimate peace. Therefore, we have to listen to the instruction of the spiritual master. Don't doubt. Accept Srila Prabhupada's instructions without any doubting. There's a story in the Vedas. Many, many years ago, There was a demon. He was the great grandson of Hiranyakasipu. His name was Bali. His father was Varochana. His grandfather happened to be Prahlad Maharaj. But his great grandfather was Hiranyakasipu. So he was in the family of demons, like all of us, or at least most of us. We're born in the family of demons, meat eaters, and sinful personalities. And Bali Maharaj, he actually was defeated by Indra and the demigods in a great war. But his spiritual master, Sukra Acharya, they brought him to that spiritual master and he revived him with the Sanjivani, the mantra and the touch of Sukracharya. And he revived him. He also gave him the power to defeat the demigods. The demigods went to Brihaspati. Indra went to Brihaspati. And Brihaspati said, you can't even defeat this Bali. He's got too much power right now. Best you leave and let him take over the heavenly kingdom for the time being. Soon there will be an arrangement. So Bali took over. His spiritual master told him. He gave him the assistance of the Bhrigus, the Brahmins, to perform 100, what was it called? Ashvamedha Yagyas? Ashvamedha Yagyas. To guarantee his strength and power and wealth in the kingdom of the demigods. This is Sukra Acharya. So, the demigods themselves, Aditi, went to her husband, Kasyapa, accepted him as her spiritual master, and inquired from him, submissively, how can we allow this? The demons are in the heavenly planets. Isn't there something we can do? And Kasyapa informed her, you performed the Payavrata austerity for so many days, and Krishna will appear. She performed this great austerity and penance for so many days, so many weeks. And Krishna appeared within her womb as Vamandev, the son of Aditi. After some time, Vamandev went to the heavenly planets. He was a dwarf Brahmin. And he inquired from Bali, who happened to be not only the great-grandson of Hiranyakashipu, but the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So he wasn't really totally a terrible, terrible bad guy, even though he was fighting the demigods. His grandfather was Prahlad Maharaj. His father was Virochana. So this Brahmin approached Bali and said, please, he inquired, could you give me 3 steps of land? And Bali was ready. Yes, I'll give you whatever you like. You're such an effulgent personality. Take anything. His spiritual master, Sukracharya, who saved his life, who gave him life, who was his guru, came to him and said, don't do it, Bali. It's Vishnu in disguise. Don't do it. He wants to take all your wealth. And Pali Maharaj argued, no. The answer from the guru was, don't surrender to Vishnu. And Bali was, no, I've given my promise. I can't go back on my promise. Sukracharya said, you didn't say Om. If you don't say Om first, the promise doesn't matter. Of course, don't use that. Borrow money from someone and say you promised to give it back. I didn't say Om. I can't give you the money back. No, this was in days of yore. Bali said, no, I've made a promise. I won't go back. But if your life depends on it, Sukracharya told him. Sukracharya was giving answers, bogus answers. He said, if your life depends upon it, you can lie. There's different circumstances. You can lie. Balimar said, no, I cannot go back. I won't lie. He disobeyed his spiritual master. His spiritual master cursed him. Heavy curse. You will lose all your opulence. Big deal. Bali Maharaj wasn't worried. I don't care. Take my opulence. The one has to respect the order of the spiritual master. One should inquire submissively from the spiritual master and accept his instructions as coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless the spiritual master's instructions are not in line with Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Guru means the predecessor, Acharya. Sadhu means the saintly persons, all of the saintly acharyas, the parampara system, and shastra means the Vedic literature. If someone gives you instruction and it's not the same as what Srila Prabhupada and the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the predecessor acharyas are saying, you don't accept. We don't accept. So Bali Maharaj rejected, in this circumstance only, he rejected his spiritual master and he gave Bhamandev the three steps. First step, he took the lower planet, higher planetary system. Next step, where do I put Bhamandev? Inquired from Bali. Where would you like my third step, Bali? He made an inquiry. Bali was tied up with the ropes of Varuna. His grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, was there. And he said, take your third step on my head. Put your step on my head. I am a soul surrendered to you. This is proper inquiry and proper answers. Even though his spiritual master had instructed him, because the instruction was not in line with Guru Sadhu Shastra, he rejected and accepted instruction directly from Lord Krishna. Of course, we accept our spiritual master's instruction. They're in line with Guru Sadhu Shastra. And therefore, we're blessed. Let them take our wealth. Let them take our health. But we continue to serve Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas and our spiritual master. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. No inquiries unless you're inquiring about Krishna. No answers. Back to your next issue.